There you go. You know, one of my favorite little clips that we had from Martha Stewart. We used to run the Martha Stewart show a long time ago. We used to do a lot of things a long time ago.
Yeah, run faster.
We used to have Dr. Laura on, for heaven's sake, too. But one of her great opening lines in her little Martha Stewart minute was, "It astonishes me how people go through life unable to perform the simplest tasks." Mm-hmm. I thought there, boiled down in just those few words, was the elitism that is Martha Stewart. Nonetheless, here we go. Our hectic lives are taking a toll on our memories. A survey has found that we forget 5 important tasks or facts every day. More than half say trying to do too many things during the course of a day is the reason we start getting simple tasks missed. We don't get them done. I mean, you know, that's probably, you think about the caveman.
Yeah.
He had 2 things to do. Stay alive and find something to eat. You know, you never had to, and you know, sometimes one of those things was number 1, the other was number 2. They'd flip-flop back and forth, but pretty much that was it. You didn't really need to have a PDA or some wireless device to be able to keep up to date with what you had to do today. It was pretty much stay alive and get enough to eat. Here's the list of simple tasks that we seem to forget. Number 10, it says here, take the rubbish out. When was the last time you took the rubbish out?
What, remember is this from Reuters?
Yeah, really.
Is this from England?
The other day when Judy said, "Tom, don't forget the rubbish truck will be here on Monday."
That's right.
And Tom said, "Oh, bollocks."
Well, I did. I took the rubbish out this morning before I came to work, yeah.
Number 9.
Rolled the rubbish cart out.
Pick up things from the printer. That would be a first world problem, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, what, the cotillion invitations?
Number 8, water plants. Water your plants.
Oh, water.
Water your plants.
I was like, I don't run the water plant. Yeah. And the people of College Station are better for it.
Yeah. Number 7, take meat out of the freezer.
Yeah, that happens at our house all the time.
Number 5.
Did you set out the meat?
No.
But
see,
in
the summer.
Some water.
In the summer, it doesn't matter. In summer, you just put it out on the patio for about 10 minutes. This time of year, it doesn't work.
Yeah, let the grackle pick at it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that package will swell right up.
Things forgotten. Number 6, passwords. Number 5.
The password is.
Number 5, charge your phone.
Oh, funny you should mention that. Because mine's dead right now because I forgot to charge it last night.
Well, do you have it?
At least you know it won't go off during the show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Number 4, send birthday cards. And you know,
I couldn't tell you the last time I did.
With e-cards now, there's really not much of an excuse. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, like the belated card ought to just.
But what does the e-card say? I cared enough to send you an email.
Yeah. But the belated
that, Chase? He says there's not much of an excuse. Yeah. Did you get your e-card from Scott?
I guess they got lost in the email.
Yeah, mine too.
But the postman didn't. I should check my spam folder. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
You're right.
But the belated email card. I mean, how? Really? Think about that.
Yeah. Sorry, I was late.
Oh my God! It's 12:07. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Sorry, I'm late, but I just didn't care.
Yeah.
I just now thought of it as I was taking stock of my day.
Right. Yeah. I don't have a QWERTY keyboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife asked me for the 8th time if I'd done this yet.
Yeah. Number 3, things we forget, people's names.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing that to you just a few minutes ago trying to think of somebody.
I'm horrible about that. Yeah. I'm much better at faces.
Number 2, what do? You say, hey, I remember your face.
Exactly.
I was going to say, you
walk up to someone else and you say, that person looks really familiar. Do you know who they are? They say, oh, yeah,
it's old what's his name.
Yeah. It's old what's his face.
You know who you are, but you're still looking good. Yeah.
Number 2, things we forget. Number 2, reply to emails. And number 1, return phone calls. Mm. No, you know, those are things that we look at and go, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
That's not the same as forgetting.
Is it really necessary for me to do
that? That is not the same as forgetting. That is, you looked at that, you said, you know, I have a finite amount of time here on Earth, and I'm not going to spend my time doing that.
Do you need an office close to campus in the new Health Science Center? The Suites at Aggieland Business Park is the area's newest and greenest executive office park. The Suites are located just past the airport on FM 60, right in the middle of the biotech revolution. Your new suite includes administrative support, digital security, and access to a full kitchen and bath. Move in today or let Jim Jett customize your workspace to your exact specifications. Call Jim at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
816 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jill's here this morning from the Aggieland Fitness Dome. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
You know, this is one of the few places that people say, oh, I know that place. I've seen that, simply because. For a second, can you give me some background as to why they decided to make a fitness dome?
Sure. The dome is actually an entire monolithic dome, so it's made out of concrete. So it's disaster-proof. It can withstand winds of over 300 miles per hour. It resists bugs. So it's cool in the summertime and warm in the wintertime.
Yeah. And it's neat. And as always, from the name of it, it's a fitness dome. So the idea is fitness. And, you know, I think it's neat we're starting to talk about this in November, because in January everybody's thinking about, oh, boy, look at the bad decisions I made. But you can kind of get a running start right now and getting in shape.
I definitely recommend don't wait till after the holidays, because then it's not that it's too late. It's just by the time that you want to get in the shorts or the swimsuits or any of that other stuff, it is a little bit more challenging to push at the last minute. So, yeah, I mean, when you go into the holidays, it's okay to have some bad days where you're having some good, tasty food.
Sure.
We just don't want to make it the whole entire season. So Thanksgiving's one day. It's not the whole week or month. And so it's my job to kind of help people along the way to keep them motivated. We do that by offering a variety of classes and different programs for all of our members.
Now, and that means if you want to go really hard line, you can do that. Or if you need to kind of ramp up slowly, you can do that.
Absolutely, especially if you have people that are brand new exercisers. We don't want them to go into the most difficult, challenging class first. We've designed all of our programs so actually anybody can go into them. They just will take different modifications for the workout, so they might not do the full range of motion on some of the exercises.
Now, they can do weights if they want to, cardio if they want to. You do all other types of things that maybe people used to do when they were younger or in better shape, and they can pick up from there?
We do everything. So cardio, weights, free weights, machine weights. We have a child care. So for those that need child care, we have that available as well. And then in the expansion, we have a cycling studio. So it's actually stadium style, where the instructor's down in the pit, and then you kind of taper down to different uh-huh. levels. We have a mind-body studio that we do yoga, Pilates, all the mind-body programming, as well as group synergy. And then we have a big, huge room that we do Zumba, group power, group kick, and then a brand new class that we're starting, which is called group core. And then we, on top of all that, we have a huge basketball gym.
Really?
Have basketball, volleyball. That's where we do our indoor boot camps. So pretty much we have everything all under one roof.
It's Aggieland Fitness Dome. If they want some more information, what do they do?
They can either check us out on the web, aggielandfitness.com. They can come by Aggieland Fitness Dome, the big dome on Highway 6. Then give us a call, 690-DOME or 690-3663.
Okay. Talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jill.
Thanks.
News Talk 1620 WTAW.